USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker is endorsing Joe Biden for the White House. The New Jersey senator saying the former VP would restore honor to the Oval Office. Booker making the announcement during an appearance on CBS's This Morning.
Some of my biggest issues, like criminal justice reform, like racial justice, like economic justice, that he is going to be a strong leader on that and can actually pull the country together, the kind of coalitions we need to actually make progress in those areas.
Booker is to join California Senator Kamala Harris, who's also endorsed Biden, at a Biden rally in Detroit tonight. Meanwhile, another round of primaries is coming up tomorrow. Voters will be casting ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold its Democratic caucuses. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A new week begins and the number of coronavirus cases in the United States continues to rise. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams saying there's no need to panic. That after Johns Hopkins University said the number of cases had reached almost 550 in the United States as of yesterday.
Unfortunately, you're going to see more deaths. That doesn't mean that we should panic.
Dr. Adams was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. There are 22 deaths reported in the United States because of the rapidly spreading virus. Oil prices are experiencing a historic crash this morning, not because of coronavirus, but after Saudi Arabia started a price war against Russia yesterday. The state of Virginia moving forward in tackling gun control. The state legislature has voted to mandate criminal background checks on all gun purchases. The measure passing the Senate and General Assembly on Saturday. It will now be reviewed by the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, who is expected to sign it into law. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A federal lawmaker is in self-quarantine because of the coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, "Nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution, and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, and to give everyone peace of mind, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction."
And Julian's Auction House holding a Beatles sale next month, featuring some rather rare items. Among the 300-plus items that will be available at the April 10th sale in New York, Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for Hey Jude, as well as guitars, a baseball autographed by all four Beatles, and the first stage they ever performed on. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.